trigger.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let me give out the phone number here, and then we got some other election news, and we're going to take calls on the ground in battleground states, what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you think is going on. So I'm going to come back and give that number actually at the top of the next segment to make sure that we have all networks with us. Some networks don't pick up this short segment, so we're going to do that. Let's play some of these other videos here, and we'll come back and open up the phone lines. This is... I can't believe the people we're up against. I'm sorry. They're just so ridiculous. Here, let me just do this real first. Here is your latest... Guys, cue up clip 17 here. Here we go. Cue this up, guys. Here is your latest White Dudes for Harris ad.
I am straight! I'm not gay! I'm not gay! I'm straight! And I like women, and women only! There's nothing wrong with being gay, but I'm not! I'm not. Okay.
All right. That's not an official White Dudes for Harris ad, but I figured we'd have a good laugh. Now, this is the same group. This is the same group that put out that Democrat campaign ad that's pro-pornography. And so let me just give you a minute here. This is going to be some sexually suggestive content. So if you don't want to see that, or, you know, whatever, you got someone in the room with, you don't want them to see it, whatever. So just fair warning here. But this is what the Democrats are putting out as ads, or it's the progressives. So first it was the pro-pornography ad where they have a dude pleasuring himself, and then the Republican says, we're making that illegal. Well, now they're doing it with the women involved. So again, sexually suggestive content. All right, fair warning. But this is, it's like, I don't even want to play this garbage. It's like, it's disgusting. But this is what the Democrats are doing. Let's just get it out of the way. Go ahead and play clip 18.
Oh, God. The condom broke.
Oh, I might be in the bathroom.
Great. I'm going to go get that now.
Sorry, you can't use that.
Who are you?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we ban Plan B.
No, you can't do this. I can't have a kid right now.
I won the last election, so it's my decision. Now let's get back in there so we can give her the news, Daddy.
Jeez. Again, that's not even a policy. It's not a policy of Trump's. And I don't even want to respond to it. It's just, this is what they're doing, all right? This is what they're doing. And they're targeting college kids, specifically college men, actually, with these ads. It's just unbelievable. Oh, boy. This is what we deal with. They just love it. By the way, there were all these accounts. You may have seen this the other day. This is so tragic, man. It breaks your heart. I was going to cover it, and I was like, it's too bad. And then I saw the leftist celebrating it. A baby passed away after her mother left her alone for 10 days while she went on a vacation. And then there's even baby camera footage of this kid. I mean, it's just awful. And so all of these leftist, liberals, Democrats found the story and said, this is what is going to happen if abortion is banned. You're going to leave your kids to die? These are sick people.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Give me liberty, or give me death. This is the War Room. With Owen Schroyer.
All right. Phone number coming up. Trump is still going. I don't believe it. Oh my. He's a madman. He's an absolute madman. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 789-2539. Number is on the screen. We want election news and information from you on the ground. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, the battleground states as I see it. Nevada, New Jersey, hell, New Hampshire if you're there. Michigan, Wisconsin, we're going to the battleground states. Battleground states go to the front of the line. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you thinking? This madman, he's still, put him on. He deserves it. This is insane. Go ahead.
Whatever she wants, and we'll fight. She doesn't have the guts to fight. She's all talk and no action. She lost her seat for Congress from a great state. I love that state. I won that state by like 50 points or some crazy number. But, and she lost to a very good woman who ran against her, Harriet. How good is Harriet? So Liz Cheney lost by almost 40 points. It's the biggest defeat in the history of the United States Congress. No other congressperson lost by that much. Lost
this
by
guy, he's
points.
Talking about never Liz Cheney again. Oh,
if
my,
Kamala
he's
wins,
a madman.
Only death and destruction await because she is the candidate of endless wars. I am the candidate of peace. I am peace. People don't believe that.
All right. He's it's over an hour now. By the way, they're doing another fake news story. I enjoy political debate, disagreements. That's fine. If you like fighting, I like fighting. I don't like when my opponent brings in a razor blade, whatever, to cut me or cheat in a fight. But that's what this is like. I like politics. I like political discourse. I like disagreements. I like debate. That's not what we're up against. Cheaters. We're up against liars. We're up against freaking demons. And they have this video now where they clip it and it's Trump standing at the stage waiting to go on and he's waiting for the song to finish because he comes into Proud to Be an American and he waits for the song to finish and then he takes the stage, the podium, and they cut out this 20 seconds where he's just standing there at the podium like rocking back and forth as the song concludes. They say, look, Trump lost it. He doesn't know where he is. He's losing it. His mental decline. And they know damn well he's waiting for the song to finish. Just so here we go, though. These are the games they're playing with these machines. Remember the video in Texas where it kept switching the machine? You kept trying to hit Trump and it kept switching it to Harris. Laura Trump investigated it and released this statement. The legal team at GOP immediately investigated a voter's report of a machine malfunction that wouldn't select President Trump in Kentucky. We called election officials directly. They separated the machine, conducted proper testing, didn't find any errors, and confirmed that voters could cast their ballots properly. Well, yeah, that's the little game they play. And protectthevote.com, we should have been, like, plugging that thing every day. Protectthevote.com, 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 protectthevote.com. You have any issues. But, oh, yeah, the machine works just fine. Yeah, the machine works just fine. Yeah. And oh, sure it does. But, you know, it might glitch once in a while. There might be a little thing in there. And it's just, oh, yeah, you just try to vote Trump, it votes Harris. But we tested it. It's fine. But see, it's all about just if one person doesn't notice, like, oh, it switched it and you didn't notice. Oops. Oh, you didn't see it on your printout ballot that it switched it to Harris. Oops. It's like, oh, it works fine. But, oh, see, you just need to make sure you double check. Just make sure you double check. Oh, my gosh. Did you guys just see that on the screen there? Oh, it's still... Matt Mikowiak, look, I don't want to, you know, it's fine. You know, maybe I should try to get into good graces with the local GOP, but they ousted me because I can't even, it's like, I'm glad this is happening, but you understand, the local Travis County GOP ousted me and kicked me out of events because I said that they steal elections. I got invited to local events. The top donors in Travis County, I mean, I don't even want to get too deep into it. And, like, they sided with me. But Matt Mikowiak and the local Travis County GOP removed me from events. When I would get up and speak, and I'd say, hey, and look, everybody's seen me doing public speaking. I'm totally different than here on the air. I'm very good at public speaking. Very professional. Very demure. And I get up there and I said, you know, we're dealing with election theft and we got to fix mail-in ballots and we got all these issues. And they wanted nothing to do with me. And now it's Matt Mikowiak who's on the election integrity team here. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? The guy who runs the local party that wanted nothing to do with me because I called out election fraud is now running the election integrity for the GOP here. I mean, come on, man. Hey, good for you, Matt. I'm glad you finally see it how it is. Ohio Secretary of State sues Biden administration for obstructing removal of non-citizen registered voters. They're also intentionally blocking access to key data. Yeah. They don't want you to know what they're up to in Ohio. Go figure. Wonder why. Michigan passes laws restricting election recounts for fraud allegations, just like they did in Georgia. Oh, you want to audit the vote? You want to recount in Georgia? Sorry, Democrats said no. Oh, you want to audit the vote? You want to recount in Michigan? Sorry, Democrats said no. Yes, isn't that so loving, so liberal? Protect democracy. We're going to protect that democracy. No recounts, no audits, no paper ballots, and as many mail-in votes as you want, non-citizens can vote too. It's going to be fun. And don't clear the voter rolls. All right. We got all battleground in the callers today. We're getting human intel from the ground. Callers are lined up. Oh, yeah, you got a Cardi B. She won't perform, though. Let's go to Max in Milwaukee. It's funny. These liberals are they're just so dumb. They thought Beyonce would perform. She didn't. They thought Jennifer Lopez would perform. She didn't. They probably think Cardi B is going to perform. And she's in Milwaukee with Harris tonight. And by the way, I'm not going to play the videos, okay? But they will shame Donald Trump because of the comedic bit from Tony Hinchcliffe. Do you understand that Cardi B has multiple videos? I mean, she drops the N-bomb all the time. She has multiple videos where she talks about drugging men. I mean, here she is. Oh wait. Oh, that's got to be. Wait. I thought she was for Trump. So she took the money. By the way, it's well known. People have reported it. It's well known. It's about 10, 15 grand the Democrats are paying. Like that Puerto Rican guy that once spoke at a Trump event. I mean, Sexy Red, I'm pretty sure she did MAGA stuff too. The Democrats are paying about 10 to 15 grand for celebrities, quote unquote, celebrities that have endorsed Trump or been pro-Trump to come out and switch and be pro-Harris. It's paying about 10, 15 grand. So I guess there's another one. That's nice. You stick your ass in the air and put a Kamala Harris sticker on your ass. It's good. It's good endorsement. It's the type of stuff we want. So Cardi B is on video talking about drugging men and getting them to have sex with trannies. Okay? And they won't say a damn word about that. And they won't shame her, Kamala, for having Cardi B on the stage. Pretty sure Cardi B has worked at strip clubs. And they'll have no problem with that. Oh, is that her cash? Is she flaunting her Democrat cash? Oh, that's hilarious. That's crazy. Blood, tears coming out of her eyes with all the Democrat money. Allegedly. After she comes out to endorse Harris with a Harris vote sticker on her ass. I mean, but hey, Hinchcliffe made a joke. Let's shame him. Let's make a whole thing about it. Cardi B goes on a video and says, I like to drug men to get them to have sex with trannies and dances at strip clubs. And by the way, I don't even care. But oh, a joke about Tony Hinchcliffe. Oh boy. All right, Max in Milwaukee, go ahead. Hold on, we're having a delay. We got a... All right, Max, go ahead. All right, okay, we got a little fumble finger going on here. Let's go to Katie in Arizona. Katie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I've been a fan since 2020, 2021-ish, when they started mandating COVID vaccine. I started looking around at information. I'm actually a nurse. And it just did not make sense for them to mandate vaccines for every single person. So right away, red flag, right? So yeah. Ever since then, I've just been looking for alternative information. And just want to say I appreciate you and your whole InfoWar team. You guys are awesome. But I voted yesterday here in Maricopa County. And I had a mail-in ballot. I didn't want to use it. So I went in person voting yesterday.
Did they send you the mail-in ballot? Did you request that?
No, they just sent it to me.
Oh, how nice. And,
yeah. So I went to vote in person, and guess what I got? Another mail-in ballot.
Wow.
So we had to sign the envelope, put our phone number, fill it out, put it in the envelope, stick it in the box, and they were going to take it to a counting center. They weren't even doing any tabulators for in-person voting here. Yeah, so I asked them, okay, well, what's the difference between a mail-in and this? And they said there's no difference. If you brought in your mail-in ballot, it would be treated just the same.
So wait, so then is Arizona like Pennsylvania where they don't even really have early voting, but you can go get a mail-in ballot and just basically put it into the box right there? Is that the deal?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a joke. I mean, here in Texas, it's just like Election Day voting. I go to the polling place, I vote, and I put it into the tabulator. No envelope, no mail-in bullcrap. I don't know why it's not like... I mean, it's just this whole thing. Mail-in voting is a joke.
My sister lives in Texas. I talked to her. She said the same thing. So, yeah, it was a total joke. And then I just wanted to comment about the Liz Cheney comments from Trump and the threat of criminal charges for him. That is such a joke when they've been calling him a dictator and a communist and inciting violence based on that. I mean,
yeah, they've had people try to kill him. Literally, they've had people try to shoot him.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't even make sense. But that's all I had. So thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
All right, Katie. Thank you. All right, we got Max now. Sorry about that earlier, Max. You're on the air now. Go ahead.
Hey, Big O. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we
now?
Got you.
Yeah, Kamala Harris and Glorilla and Cardi B, who's like the female P. Diddy, is like a block away from where I live. It's crazy. You know, and then at the same time tonight, actually a couple hours from now at 8 o'clock, Trump is also in Milwaukee, downtown at a bigger venue at the stadium, Pfizer Forum. And I think it's important to watch the turnout, see for motivation for the swing state of Wisconsin. So it's kind of like dueling rallies a couple days before election
day. Notice Harris has to bring out the big guns, and Cardi B is very popular. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. She's very popular. Does Trump have any special guests, or is it just Trump?
I'm not sure on Trump's guests.
So
I know
probably not. So exactly. But you know Harris's guests because that's the real draw. It's not Harris. And by the way, and clarify this for me, too. Trump is going where the Milwaukee Bucks play, correct? That's the big basketball arena?
Yeah, the Pfizer Forum.
And where is Harris going?
The State Fair in West Dallas, which is just on the outskirts of Milwaukee. It's like fairgrounds.
It's an outdoor deal?
They have indoor places, too.
How big is the facility? What do you think she'll get, like 5,000?
I think they always stage the Democrat rallies in a way that, depending on how many people are going to show, they make sure it looks full.
Venue size. Trump's going to a professional arena. Kamala's going to like a barn.
Yeah, well, the nice thing about state fair is they have different size venues, so they, no matter what, they can kind of stage it that it looks full, you know?
Yeah, but obviously the venue is not as big.
No. The Pfizer Forum's way bigger, and there's only one other bigger stadium, and that would be State Farm Arena, where the baseball team plays, you know, which is not really for political events. So it's kind of also a signifier that Trump was able to get Pfizer Forum over there.
Oh, yeah, Trump should have played at the old Miller Park. That would have been fun.
Yeah, it's not they don't really do politics stuff there, you know. But Milwaukee and Madison pretty much control the whole state here through the teachers union. They get like $1.5 billion a year here in Milwaukee. Can you imagine that, Owen? For the schools, and they still can't get the schools together. Schools are absolutely.
Yeah, what party runs that, by the way? What party runs those school boards?
Well, Evers is funding it, so it's a Democrat party, you know?
Gotcha. Okay. All right, Max, appreciate that. Yeah, we'll see who gets the bigger turnout. But, well, let me just ask you real quick. I mean, what do you think Milwaukee, I think they probably take Milwaukee. I think Trump would win if it was a fair election, but they have the Supreme Court that's going to count. Any mail-in ballot will be accepted. What do you think will happen in Wisconsin?
I think it's yet to be decided. You know, it's a battle going on, you know. It's going to go on, I think, for days. It's a matter if they can get away with cheating also. In 2016, the local vote counters kind of feigned the federal level, so they were able to get a fair vote, and Trump got in. So it depends on whether or not we have a crooked system.
Well, you do. You do have a very crooked system. And here's the other thing. And Max, thank you for the call. Folks, again, just think about odds and percentages for a second. Trump won Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan in 2016. He increased his number of votes in those three states in 2020 and lost. Do you realize the odds of that are 0.0001%? And it's going to happen again. Making the odds 0.0000001%. Let's go to Charles in Atlanta. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen?
Howdy.
Hey, man, I've called in a number of times, but this is probably one of the more important ones. I just got finished voting in Atlanta, Georgia, in Buckhead about 2 or 3 hours ago. And I voted for Donald Trump, as I did time before, the cycle before. And, you know, there's a different vibe in line, in the line today. Buckhead is one of the more wealthy areas of Atlanta, more highfalutin type folks up there. And you might have thought that there would be more Republicans in demeanor or attitude, but as for 4 years ago, now, today I brought a clipboard I was writing some notes on, but I had a big Donald Trump sticker on the back of it that I showed best I could. And I got more frowns or standoffish looks from so many different people. I think what's going on overall, because this also, I just came back from Cincinnati, a wonderful affair with family. And I cannot talk politics with all of my black extended family because of these reasons. Oh, and also a job I've been on for 23 years here in Atlanta. Both times when I mentioned that I had voted for Donald Trump 4 years ago and about 9 months ago, I was pretty much disowned by people that knew me that long. Here's what's happening. Please take my word for it as a black man 74 years old now. Too many of my folks still have this anger, thinking that the status we're in socially, economically, are still the cause of the white man. You've heard many social scientists and people worldwide say this, Thomas Sowell and others. But on the ground level, I see the same thing. When I ask my brothers and sisters that are black, are you not like me, that the most pain you've ever had is from folks that look like me and you, and probably the most help we've ever had is from so-called white folks? In my case, it was. I was only black in my last 2 years of high school, first 2 years of college, went to the Air Force, over to Okinawa, Japan. I don't know where this racism was back in the late 70s, middle 70s and 80s when I was 25, 26 to 30, and going through life, I have not seen it. What I have seen, though, at my age, I've seen the decline of the black male self-respect. You remember, you know, there was a time when we had our fist in the air with Angela Davis and Stokely Carmichael, Black Power. In other words, we're not going to let injustice happen in our communities. We're going to insist that our youths be dignified. You should see the thousands of old pictures of young boys with suits and ties. But we've let the psychological operation on our mind that came straight from the devil through the various industries of TV, radio, rap music, gangster rap, and all this make us decline to the point, and we've yielded to it to the point where we're walking around, most of the ones that are walking around here with their butts out of their pants are black men. They get on the transit systems and their mouths full of GDN and MF this and all this foul conversation. I could say a million things that won't hold you up much more than half a minute.
I mean, you could be a talk show host the way you're carrying this conversation right now.
Well, actually, my father has always said I should write a book. I probably will soon. I will have some things up. I'll get back with InfoWars.
And did you say you were an Air Force veteran? I just want to make sure.
Yes, I was. Also, by the way, if there's activity down here, I'm a photographer and graphic artist. I remember a week or so ago, you all had that report on the concurrent, I don't know, FEMA or whoever it is going to have things going on during the election down here in Atlanta. But I'm available. Call me anytime to
Well, I imagine I'll probably hear from you again before the election is over. And, I mean, I would say I agree with everything you said, but I would also probably emphasize that Atlanta is where they really lay it on thick. And Atlanta has one of the larger black populations, one of the more black demographic areas, and even greater Atlanta. And they really lay it on thick there. And they're constantly telling you it's the white man's fault. And then they put Democrats in front of you like Stacey Abrams, and it's just a constant reminder. Do you think, though, that they can overtake Georgia with Atlanta? I mean, I got 20 seconds.
Sad to say, when I go into my break rooms, I work for the, no, I won't say, but it's a big system here, and I am pissed that I go into the break rooms of where I work, and there are Kamala Harris signs up, and
oh,
I'm not against trans or whatnot, but
yeah,
the trans.
Yeah, probably make you trans, sick. Yeah. All right, Charles, I'm out of time. Great call.
Why don't we stop pushing pills on people and start pushing the red pill on people, because the red pill is the only drug that can cure this mental illness. That can cure things like gender dysphoria, that can cure things like depression, that can cure things like involuntary celibacy, that can cure things like racism, that can cure things like World War III itself. The cure to all diseases, all illnesses, is the red pill. And the best place to get your endless supply of the red pill is band.video, is infowars.com/show, is following at Real Alex Jones on InfoWars, is going to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP and signing up for $30 a month to get $40 a month. Hell, it's not even an expense. It's an investment practically. You buy one shirt a month, you keep us on the air. If we had 20,000 people sign up for the alexjonesstore.com/VIP for the Alex Jones VIP club. We had 20,000 people sign up for that VIP club. Alex Jones would always be on the air, even if he had to refer to himself legally as the broadcaster formerly known as Alex Jones. There's a reason Prince didn't stop making records after his identity was stolen from him. It's because he was so good and he had such a loyal following and fan base that they couldn't shut him down. They couldn't silence him. They couldn't own him because he had enough support. We need you, just like you need us, just like you need the truth. The truth needs you. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP. If you buy anything or sign up for anything, do that because it is going to be forever.
Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy, the industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
No, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Hey everyone, my name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail. And it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming, and I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones store. For taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Trump just finished up. What was that, guys? He was over an hour and a half? Impressive. What do we have him on the timer? Almost 2 hours in Michigan. Last quarter, final moments. Yeah, crank it up. That's the music. What are you doing? Crank it up. They're wearing the trash man vests. Okay. We're wearing trash man vests forever now. Send the trash man to DC. Take out the trash. It's just the most important election of our lives. All right, let's go back to the calls. Man, I got all this other news I want to cover too, but these callers are just too good. These callers are just too good. That was an amazing last call. Let's go to Jay in Butler, Pennsylvania. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
We're good, thank you.
The thing with the other call, commercial stake in the Bucks ownership, he's a friend of RFK, kind of interesting, you know. Trump was like, you know, not really pushing fear in the pandemic other than he had Fauci and Burks there were the fear mongers, and then you had the celebration and the burning of the city and mixed together, and that was okay. Walls never spoke up. But my original statement was going to be that I think Trump needs to go on the offense. It's about time. He needs to file lawsuits right now against MSNBC, CNN.
Yep.
It's getting ridiculous.
No, it's absolutely true. And look, I don't really, you know, Donald Trump can make his own decisions, and you know, I don't even blame his lawyers. It's kind of like, you know, I've taken, you could say, legal losses, obviously, and people would say, oh, you need new lawyers. And I'm like, I don't blame my lawyers. It's a rigged deal. My lawyers never had a chance. They did the best they could. I believe that. I believe they had my best interest, did the best they could every time. And I believe the same with Trump. But it kind of turns into, like, with Trump's lawyers, it kind of turns into, like, this grandstanding with some of them, and they just become show lawyers, which is fine. Trump has sued CBS for $10 billion over deceptively edited Kamala Harris interview. But, yeah, he needs – I'm serious. A trillion for the Liz Cheney edit? What he needs to do is he needs to bring in some young, go-getting lawyers that are looking to cut their teeth, high energy, looking to make a name, looking to do a deal, and have them go after these deals. I don't want to make a big thing of it of myself, but I now have a lawyer that's into that, and I'm about to sue some people for defamation, okay? I'll leave it at that. I'm done, all right? I don't want to be litigious. I don't want to spend my time talking to lawyers every day and coming up with strategies and finding all the stories and finding all the clips and making, you know, retractions and then suing. I mean, I don't want to do it, but I'm done. And so you're absolutely right. Trump needs to go on the offense, and he needs to get some young, hungry lawyers that are looking to make a name for themselves, looking to cut their teeth with some big cases. And that's what I would do. And that's kind of been my strategy with my lawyers. And so I'm not going to come out here and make the announcement, but yeah, that's what I'm doing too. So thank you for the call, Jay. Let's go to Tim in Michigan. You're on the air. Tim, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Tim, we've got you.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So, on my days off, I usually listen to you guys all day. Before Harrison comes on, I had the local news on, and they're talking about the Huntington Center where they had the windows all covered up. And they explicitly stated what they're going to do this year. And they came out and said, oh, yeah, all the workers have to be credentialed and have their ID when, you know, you got people that come across the border don't have to, clearly. Then they said they moved it to a back room called Hall A with no windows. And you could see on the screen, too, I saw it real quick, a huge retractable door that you could easily back a truck up with and dump off a bunch of ballots. And then they're talking about having armed police everywhere, even on the roof, with all the workers. And they claim it's, so they can be all spaced out and have more room to work.
They got a loading dock in the back. I wonder if it's legal to, record that or monitor that.
Well, here's the thing, too, is they want to outlaw the cameras at the ballot stations, too. I don't know if that was just the ballot drop boxes, but I assume
the Democrats.
The Democrats.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, the Democrats fought not to surveil the mail-in drop boxes. They won on that, and they deleted a lot of the footage of what they were doing as well. But you're saying maybe they just try to ban it at even all the centers.
I could definitely see them doing that for sure, with what they have set up. And
we might find out.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know how it's going to go here now, so... Yeah, we'll see.
We reported this earlier, and it's probably going to be in Detroit, too. But, you know, the Democrats are sending their activists out there. So, the Republicans have been, I would say, well, definitely better than 2020. And I'm sure they have some other things that they're maybe up their sleeve, you might say. But, I mean, I hope they're there on Election Day and all night even. I hope, you know, I don't want to encourage anybody to do anything illegal here, but I mean, if it's what, you know, somebody recording or monitoring that loading dock, that loading bay, so we don't see it again like we saw in 2020 with the truckloads coming in. But they're 100%, they are going to have their Democrats, just like we saw in Pennsylvania, they're going to have their Democrats out there making sure nobody sees what they do. I mean, we reported on that story that broke today where they're sending this top Democrat, leftist activist, first black woman ever in this role, and she's going to be monitoring all these things. 100% the Democrats are going to have people making sure, like, their lookouts. You know, it's like you rob a bank, you have a lookout. So they're going to have their lookouts.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they're trying to make this seem plausible because I called into Chase on Sunday night a few weeks ago. We're coming home on US 23 from up north, and they had all these billboards for Kamala. And they had these people, probably paid actors, saying, oh, yeah, I voted for Trump twice. I'm Christian, this and that, but I'm voting for Kamala. Just the whole highway.
Seminar callers.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fake callers.
Yep, yep.
100%. Just like all these others. Thank you for the call, Tim. And they do it on social media too, especially on X. And they have these people, and they're all fake. Because people you can actually go out and look at their voter registration, and you can go out and find, you know, their history. They're all Democrats. And they say, I've been a Republican my whole life, but I'm voting for Harris. And then you just do a simple background check. They're all Democrats. It's, you know, every time. Let's go to Andy in Maricopa County. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thank you for taking my call. So I did early vote today. This is my first time early voting. And if you remember from last election, we had the Sharpie Gate. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were all in the red areas of Maricopa County. The Sharpie problems, the printer problems, the ballot paper problems, all in the red areas.
Absolutely. And then what I remember from 2016, if I recall correctly, we used pencils for our ballots. And then the one after that in 2020, they had the Sharpies, which I do remember thinking, wow, this is bleeding through the ballot. This is doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they had to scan them a bunch of times. And then I went to early vote today. This is my first time early voting because I can't make it on the 5th. And it was just like the woman that we spoke to earlier. It was like in an envelope. So I had to sign the envelope, put my phone number on it, which I've never done that before. And then I filled it out. I just double-checked it to make sure the size looked correct, make sure it was all the corners were printed perfectly. And I filled it out. And then at the end, they told me to put it in this big bucket next to the door, which I did. It was almost full. Some of the envelopes are green. Some of them are white. I'm not sure if that matters.
Let's hope not,
we use markers.
Sketchy.
Yeah, some of them are green. I don't know if that means like absentee or if that means the same thing. I don't know. But they used markers this time. They weren't Sharpie markers, but they were black markers. So I don't know if that matters either. I tried to fill them in perfectly.
It all sounds very strange, though. Did it feel strange?
It did. It did feel strange.
Did it feel off to you?
It did feel off. I went in the morning during working hours, so there really wasn't many people there.
Do you feel confident in the integrity of Maricopa County?
No, I don't, especially after what happened with Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake last time.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think the result, if you were to guess, is going to be in Arizona?
Well, the liberals are loud. I mean, we have ASU, like all the liberal students. You know, they're very loud. You know, the big billboards are for Kamala, but all the sea of little signs are for Trump in everyone's yards and in the streets.
ASU is liberal? Trump went to ASU. It was a huge crowd.
Well, I guess the people I know there are liberal, I guess. You know, I live on the west side. I don't live where ASU is. So maybe I'm wrong there.
Hmm.
Maybe things have gotten better.
Well, I mean, colleges aren't normally, I mean, obviously, colleges are normally liberal. I mean, the college towns are normally more liberal.
Yeah, and so, you know, after what happened last time, it was terrible. You know, Katie Hobbs, she oversaw her own election. It just went on for days, and then suddenly she was the winner. So I'm really worried about what's going to happen here. You know, Katie Hobbs, she's just like Joe Biden. I haven't heard anything about her in the last 2 years. And then all of a sudden, these last 3 months, there's just ads every day. I'm your governor, Katie Hobbs. We're going to keep abortion safe and legal in Arizona. And every day, it's just abortion, abortion, abortion. That's all we hear about.
And they target the college kids with it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's their strategy. All right, Andy, thank you for that call. Let's go to Dave in Maricopa County. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, another Maricopa County voter. I'm from Northwest Metro Phoenix area and surprised. So I've been monitoring for my crew election sites and the wait times, but the earlier callers have it right on, and I'm going to work the polls for the first time today next week. But it's a fallacy when they say it's early voting, because we have tabulators at every single one of the facilities, and they don't use them. So it's like the Pennsylvania thing. You're putting lipstick on a pig. You have somebody fill out a ballot that takes 25 minutes. They give you a marker, which will bleed through. So we take blue ballpoint pens, very proactive about it. But then you put it in an envelope, and they put it in a box. So day of early voting, you get a white envelope. If you return your permanent early voting ballot, which you get in the mail, it's a green envelope. But they all go to the same place. They go to the nebulous voting election center in Maricopa County, where people do whatever they want for them, right? I mean, there's no accountability at all. I was in line. I had voted early. I had voted day of in 2020. I had people in line at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock when Fox announced it, and people are blowing up my phone because I put together road rallies and flag waves every week, going to one now. And they said, how did they call it? I haven't even voted yet. So I anticipate that the psychopathic overlords will steal State 48 again, and we will be one of the dominoes that allows those people to stay in power. They're not going to pat us on the head and say, hey, thanks, great job. You complied your way out of tyranny. It's just not going to happen, Owen.
And so it's the mail-in ballots that are the problem.
Well, the early ballots are the same as the mail-in ballots. Like your earlier caller,
but that's what I'm saying. It's not actually early voting. It's mail-in ballot voting. You can just go do it early on the site and put it in a box.
Yes, sir. 100% correct.
So let me just clarify something else that we've heard from other callers and now you're talking about. Let's just say hypothetically, and you can kind of cover all the angles with who's counting them and oversight and everything. But, I mean, if I go and fill out a mail-in ballot with one of these markers and something goes wrong and then it nullifies my ballot because the marker bleeds or it's, you know, unofficial marking or whatever, does somebody decide whether to toss that or count it?
Correct. It will go to a process called adjudication. And because it's a two-page ballot, front and back, if there's anything wrong with any one of those races, that whole ballot, that one page, front and back, will go to adjudication. They're supposed to feed them, because I've been through the training. We feed one page in and then another page in. So if the first page is fine, it'll drop in, it'll be counted. They're two separate ballots. Then the second page would go to adjudication. And then you'll have a team of people, and there's lots of Democrats that register as Republicans now and work at the polls. So it could be two Democrats, one is a Rhino, one is a Republican in name only, working your ballot. And yeah, could they throw it out? Absolutely.
And the problem here is they could have the legitimate cause to do so because of the way these things are being voted on, because of the markers or whatever other problems.
Sir, yes, sir. They give you the markers, which will bleed through intentionally. So I always take a box of blue ballpoint pens and leave them at the center, but who knows what happens to them after I walk out the door.
Anything else to report?
I'm going to a flag wave. I modified a 4x8 highway sign. I replaced the P and the E with a V and an A and mounted it on my house. So Jesse and I get foot traffic all the time. People are giving us high fives. We're making sure everybody in our precinct is
registered. Is it fair for me to say Arizona's a red state, though, that it'll just go blue because of the shenanigans?
100%. So I did flag waves, and I set up to MAGA drag the interstate Trump trains in cars. In 2020, one was 94 miles long. I was foot on the ground registering people to vote for 6 months because my company went out of business. This state is 70% red.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Arizona, you know, Georgia, like, let's just say Atlanta could flip Georgia blue. Let's just say maybe I could believe that. Phoenix is not blue like Atlanta. It's just not. I just have a hard time. I don't know to say what's redder, Arizona or Georgia, I don't know. They're both red, but yeah, you look at Fulton County, you look at Maricopa County, magically they flip the whole state blue. It's just amazing how these Democrats work. All right, Dave, appreciate your call. Boy, we got other battlegrounds on here. Let's go to Dave in North Carolina. David, go on. You're on the air.
How's it going, brother? I've been on the ground for almost 30 days, and I'll start by saying correlation doesn't equal causation. But what I do realize is a lot of the blue areas, that's where all the help's coming. You don't see the military. You don't see FEMA. You don't see DOT trying to restore the power, trying to fix the roads, trying to connect the internet in the deep red counties. And I'm not saying that's on purpose, but it is ironic. Another thing is the devastation is so widespread, so apocalyptic. I still don't think Americans comprehend just how far back in the Stone Ages these people are. Like, they're not even thinking about getting out to vote because they're living in tents, you know?
Well, the numbers are still, yeah, I mean, everything indicates to me Trump wins North Carolina. So despite everything that's happened there and what you're saying, and I don't doubt it, I still see Trump winning North Carolina. The numbers look good for him there. David, I appreciate the call. I just got to get through a lot of callers here as we're running out of time for the week. I want to go to Luis now in Virginia. Luis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen.
Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know, in Virginia, in order to be an election officer, you have to sign a form that makes you become an employee of DHS for that day.
Okay.
And then Natalie Winters on the War Room, she said she reported that DHS had been involved, I guess the last couple of years, training county election officials. So this ties in with what you reported earlier about the federal people coming to, you know, monitor the elections. Also, during the election officer training, about 90 to 95% of the time, you can, if you ask for a person's driver's license, that resolves the whole issue of ID. But 5 or 10% of the chance of the time, there may be issues that come up, and they're always handled by the chief, which means it's very controlled. So if there's any issues, it's handled by the
chief.
Well,
look, I mean, you know, it's almost like you can go in here into the morass state by state, but it looks like Florida and Texas have it figured out. And by the way, these are two of the biggest population states in the country, but it seems like Florida and Texas have it figured out. I went to early vote. Wasn't painful at all. No long lines. It's an actual vote. I show my voter ID, show my driver's license. They give me my piece of paper. I go vote on the machine. It prints it out. I get to review it, and I plug it into the tabulator. Painless. Took 10 minutes max. It's like, so it's not like it can't be done, but, you know, state by state, it's just, all right, let me just keep moving here. We got so many calls. Let's go to Andrew in Wisconsin. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, great to talk to you. Huge fan of you guys. I always talk about calling in. Never called in, but I came across something today that you guys might find interesting. On the My Vote Wisconsin, I can go in and, like, put in my address and says, like, sample ballot for the election. And, you know, it lists all the categories. And, of course, at the end, they have their state of Wisconsin eligibility to vote referendum. So then says, vote for one, and says, eligibility to vote. It says, shall Section 1 of Article 3 of the Constitution, which deals with suffrage, it says in there, be amended to provide that only a United States citizen, age 18 or older, who resides in an election district may vote in an election or for a national, state, or local office or at a statewide or local referendum. And I kind of thought this seemed like a trick question.
Well, they always word it in a tricky way. I mean, you could argue whether it's intentional or not, because it's like, well, why would they want to do that? But it always seems to be worded in a tricky way. Now, are they saying the Wisconsin Constitution?
It doesn't say that. It just says Section 1.
Well, I'll tell you what. They had a recent thing here in Texas, and I know it's been on the ballot in other states, to basically just affirm you have to be a citizen to vote. Maybe we can pull up a sample ballot and look at that, but I want to keep getting through calls here. Let me go to Monell in New Jersey. Let me get an update from New Jersey. Monell, go ahead. All right, hold on a second. Okay, let's try Erica in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
How's it going? Good. So I wanted to comment on the guy that called from Atlanta. I live in South Carolina, right outside of Charlotte, but I grew up in Atlanta. Atlanta is my home, and he is so right about what's going on there. It's very evident. I don't know if you've been watching, but the Young Thug case,
the case just got dropped, right?
Yep, he's home. He's home, but there are two other guys that are waiting to see what their fate will be. But he's not allowed to be in Atlanta. Atlanta's his home. He's not allowed to be in Atlanta. Only they have stipulations. He can't be in Atlanta, I think, for like more than 4 days, and there are stipulations for that. So like graduation, a family being.
All right. Well, I want to stick on the election, but yeah, anything else on that?
No, I just want to say, but he is right. Atlanta is Democratic, but I think it's getting a little purple, but those Democrats have a really chokehold on a lot of people, especially African Americans.
Yeah. All right. I got to squeeze. Let me try to get one more in before the weekend. Mario in New York. Quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, we wanted to. What's up, Owen? Saturday was voting day, right? So we did the affidavit, you know, the mailing affidavit thing. You mail it to your, you get the thing to your home, the mailing voting thing. So we went to go vote. I took the affidavit of service to make sure nobody used my name, of course. So when I turned it in, they told me I couldn't vote that same day. So I had to go back home. And I know a lot of people that had to go through this in New York, where they had to go back home, take their mailing ballot and bring it in and drop it off in the box.
So they don't do same-day voting, basically?
No. Well, they do it, but since we did the affidavit of proof of mailing ballot.
Do you think Trump has a chance to win New York?
Going to be close. Oh, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I think
he'll outperform. I'm out of time. You know, Lee Zeldin did pretty good in his race. I think Trump will outperform in New York. I don't know if he can win. Okay, that does it for this week of the InfoWars War Room. Folks, next week is going to be crazy. We'll see you on Monday. I can't wait to cover this election with you.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Your best friend.
Get that camera out of my face!
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you.
Land of the dead!
Rabid.
White males.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.